Today's episode, a Thanksgiving ball at Fort Independence. The presence of the U.S. Army at Fort Independence is credited with having paved the way for settlement by the white settlers of the Owens Valley. The men at the fort established supply lines, helped improve the roads, and became important members to the Independence community. In November 1872, Major Egbert decided the fort should host a Thanksgiving dinner and ball for the entire Independence community. Here is an excerpt from the book Boys in the Sky Blue Pants about a well-enjoyed evening. As preparations for the grand event were made, large wagons were seen arriving at the post, heavily laden with supplies for the festivities. At last, the evening came, and the major and his wife offered warm words of welcome to the guests as they arrived. The attendees were ushered into a long room where they were met with the most amazing decorations they had ever seen. It was soon apparent the occasion was above the ordinary, and the men had planned the affair meticulously. Military flags and shields festooned the walls, the finest music was provided, and a well-appointed bar was enjoyed by many. Large, well-fitted dressing rooms were at the disposal of both men and women, and comfortable seating arranged for the older people, who did not dance, but who had been invited nevertheless. The conduct on the floor, the calling, the music, and the courtesy of the men in seeing that no woman was left out, seemed exceptionally well planned. But the crowning event was the midnight supper. Tables had been set for 150 guests. The supper consisted of game prepared in various ways, roast beef, fruit, vegetables, cake and pie, and most anything they wanted to drink. The most perfect order and good system of serving prevailed, and the hungry dancers did justice to the viands. The praises for the cuisine were universal, and as the dance was resumed after the supper, people returned to the tables time after time, so that the dancing, drinking, and dining went on with the finest order and deportment until the dawn was showing on the eastern sky. Only then did the dance break up and the guests started to leave. All were unanimous in their expression of high esteem for the excellent work done by the Fort Independence staff. Dancing and partying till dawn? Not for me. I have a hard time staying up for the 9 o'clock news. I have to go take a nap now, so we'll save that for another tale along El Camino Sierra. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.